Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Podcasts and iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify. And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Ah, she pushes hotline ringing out there right away. Greg Warren is on time.
That was actually my cell phone.
Oh, it was your cell phone. Okay, I'm sorry.
Of course
sorry.
He's not.
All right. Well, we're right on time ourselves,
yeah,
too.
Well,
and that's a rarity right. for us.
We're going to be here.
My buddy Greg Warren's going to phone the program. Also, we got Carrot Top on Thursday. Craig Peters. Him and Warren are good buds, and we're friends of those guys for years now.
Robert Patrick, the actor.
Yeah. Nick's got some private shows this week. He can't talk about them, but he might see you in your city if you're invited to that private show.
Right, because he does special stuff during that private show.
Yeah. Like once for a company, once for, I think, the Atlantic Iowa Fire Department.
Oh, that should be fun.
Yeah.
I'm guessing the fire department won't make you be PG, will they?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Like private parties, you can take your clothes off if you want to.
Just might.
Greg, I got a question for you. Greg Warren with us. Greg, I got a question for you, okay? You there?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Okay. Here's the question. Yeah.
Were you not anticipating any questions?
Here's the question.
No questions.
You are a born and raised St. Louis guy, but you're also old enough to remember the St. Louis football Cardinals. Were you a football Cardinal fan, or did you adopt the Rams when they got there?
I was a huge football Cardinal fan as a kid.
Right, I figured that.
Really into it, man. Yeah. My dad had tickets for a while.
Cool.
Then they left, and I kind of didn't stick with them.
Okay.
And the Rams came, and I wasn't living in St. Louis at the time.
Right.
So I kind of followed them. My dad was into it. When I moved back to St. Louis, I got into it. And of course they left, and basically
you hate them now, right?
Dismiss myself. I hate them.
Okay, because they left.
I hate the NFL, man.
They left. You know, I would think so. My brother-in-law is a Cardinal fan. He was born in St. Louis, but he left St. Louis when he was a kid. So he just stuck with them he's a Cardinal fan to this day. But I can understand if you actually live there and both your teams leave. I can understand why you'd hate the NFL.
It gets worse, man. It gets worse. When I graduated college, my first job was in Houston, and I went to a bunch of Oiler games and got into that, and they left. So I hate the NFL, man. I honestly.
When did they move to Arizona?
They moved to Arizona.
Late 80s?
88, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I think it was 88.
Yeah, it was Sun Devil for a while.
Yeah, that's so. Yeah, you're right.
And they were good.
So they just.
They were never great, but they had fun teams. They had Neil Lomax.
Oh, no, yeah. The 70s Cardinals, I remember really well, definitely well. Yeah,
Jim Hart. Yeah, yeah.
Right, they were fun to watch. Yeah, I can see why you took it personally, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, man. And, I mean, the NFL kind of. They knew they were going to L.A. like 15 years ago.
Right.
The Walmart guy bought land in L.A.
Oh, that's right.
And they kind of just drug it out, and they...
That's right, they did in St. Louis,
Yeah, and they made us jump through a bunch of hoops, and some guys did a lot of work to get a new stadium built, and then in the end, they went to L.A. And, St. Louis just won a... They sued the NFL. It's been going for a while, and they just got a $780 million settlement.
All right. Yeah. All right. Cool for St. Louis. Yeah.
What does that dome do? Just sit there?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much, man. I mean, I don't know how that settlement works. I've spent my portion of the money, so I'm hoping it comes pretty soon.
Greg Warren with us. You can see, but is it gregwarren.com, your website, Greg? I'm sorry. I should know that.
Greg Warren Comedy.
Comedy.com. Yeah. Now, you're coming to town.
Yeah,
for,
I do comedy.
You're just in town, though, in York, Nebraska. That's a private gig, right?
Yeah, it's for Cattlemen's Association or something.
Okay. Yeah. Is there a... good way to sneak in, see one of those, say somebody doesn't work for that and they're not invited. What's the best way to sneak into one of your private affairs?
Just dress it like a cattleman.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know what I've never done a Cattlemen's Association event, but I would imagine there's a certain type of wardrobe that you might want to use.
Like a cattleman.
Hey, your CD's going to sell well there. You're in a cornfield.
Yeah.
You're in a cornfield.
Yeah. Well, you know, the corn farmers and the cattle farmers, I don't know if they get over.
No, they work in tandem.
They do?
You know, the field corn farmer, they feed the cattle.
All right.
Yeah. Hey, it's
a circle of life.
If you're going to sneak in, don't go overboard with this costume and one of, like, don't dress up, don't, like, put antlers on or dress up like a cow.
Yeah, don't make a spectacle of yourself.
I'm saying, you know, you look like a cattle rancher is what I would say.
Right.
You know, or a farming. Yeah,
just put your 10-gallon hat on.
You're
going
to sneak in and see Greg Warren.
Right, and shut up.
Don't try to talk the language or anything like that. Keep yourself and just, you know.
Don't draw attention to yourself if you want to sneak in.
I mean, they're paying me a good amount of money, so I don't want to get in trouble for this. But, I mean, I will say the only instructions are the dress is casual.
Okay.
So,
All right. Greg Warren with us. How you been, man? Everything good?
Yeah, I'm fine, man. Getting back going in the new year.
You're all over the place. I saw your schedule. You're all over the place, man.
Yeah, man, it's been going pretty good. You know?
Hey, did you? I know you hate the NFL, but you had to give Sean O'Brien crap when his Bills lost, right?
No, I couldn't even do it. I rarely watch any football, but I watched the last 5 minutes of that game, and. As much as I like to just
stick it to him,
little Brian Abbott, man, you can't. That was.
Yeah, you can't give a Bills fan crap because they're getting it themselves, giving it to themselves watching that game, right? Not that you could say it could make it any worse.
Yeah, I mean, if the whole world had been sick of them winning, then you give them crap,
right?
But
I don't. And again, I think it's just, you know, I'm not going to give them crap. I'm just saying, like. About 5 days, then I'll start it.
You know? Okay. That's the statue.
Oh, yeah, you got to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I know I'm going to be a complete idiot to him, but I'm not a bad person. I'm only about 5 days.
So have you worked up any cattle comedy? Obviously, you're not going to be able to.
Cattle comedy.
You know, we're not going to be able to hear it, but we'd like to hear it now. run a couple of cattle jokes by us to see if the Cattlemen's Association will like this stuff.
Man, I just realized I might be ill-prepared for this gig.
Normally, we don't put comedians on the spot.
No,
so
we never do, actually.
Do your bit for us.
I know.
But in this case, since we can't see it, I want to hear your cattle bits.
Yeah. Do what you
I know, I,
just
I
give us some joke you'd say on Bob and Tom. He hates when we say. He hates when we say that.
Sorry.
I know you do all the shows. I get it. We love you.
And we don't blame you for going on.
I'm not a bad person. I just like to hammer you. How's
These
Dick?
Guys are very good.
Somebody asked me because you know we just did a story earlier that. Biden was caught on a hot mic, and other people get caught on hot. Somebody would know if Dick Harp has ever been caught on a hot mic saying anything bad.
Dick Harp stands behind his president, is all I'm going to say about that.
But Dick
Harp has said some things to his boys that he should not have said to his boys. But I can tell you, it comes from a nice place. It comes from a good place. It's said with heart. Dick Harp. Dick Harp was caught on a mic one time on the school bus telling his boys they needed to get off the school bus and run back to Lawrence, Kansas. They were 60 miles out. Dick Harp got in a lot of trouble for that.
Hey, by the way, none of this was planned. That's good. That's top of the head Dick Harp comedy right there.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly, man. That might have seemed like it was written.
Yeah, but you're
I
not.
Know you guys listening right now are saying, "Wow, he must have spent 6 months coming up with that craftsmanship." But no, I just thought of that off the top of my head.
But you know how you stump him? Ask him to do a cattle joke.
Oh, I know. Yeah. He's not prepared.
He freezes.
Not prepared.
A lot of Dick Harp's boys tend to cattle. Dick Harp is not going to make fun of his boys or cattle.
You driving up? You driving from St. Louis?
Yeah. No, I flew into Omaha last night.
Oh, you did? And you flew in, huh?
Yeah, okay. I'm sitting in a hotel by the airport. I got in real late last night, and then I rented a car. And I'm going to have meet up with Colleen here in a little bit and then head down to York.
All right. The Cattlemen's Association. Yeah. If you're lucky enough to be in that crowd tonight and you're not dressed like a cattle, because you can't sneak in. I don't think you can sneak in there. You can go see Greg Warren. Greg Warren comedy for dates around the country.
Probably don't want to dress like cattle.
No.
Maybe a cattleman.
Well, and it's hard to dress like cattle because then you need somebody else.
Yeah, that's true, too. Yeah.
This has gone well, man. I'm going to get in trouble with the Cattlemen's Association.
No. We love the Cattlemen's Association.
It's really going great. All the other corporate gigs that I have scheduled are probably going to pull out on this.
No, they love it. You're great at these gigs. People love you. People love Greg Warren. Go see him. When he's, when you're allowed to go see him, other places. All right.
Yeah. Or if you are one of those corporations, book him.
Where are you at this weekend coming up? We have listeners everywhere.
I'm in Des Moines.
Oh, okay.
Doing some that's Young Farmers or something. And then, but I'm not just a farm comic.
Even though his latest album is Where the Field Corn Grows, he's not a farm comic.
That is true, Todd, but, and then I got a couple more private gigs on Saturday in St. Louis. So you can't see me this week unless you're really creative. You just can't.
No, you're right. Yeah. You are. Yeah, that's why you do those private things, man. Take a lot of your time.
This is the farm phase of the Greg Warren comedy career. Cattleman.
Yeah.
Field corn.
All right, buddy. I'm glad you checked in, man. Miss you. Hope to see you soon, man, in person.
Yeah, miss you guys, man. I'll see you next time I'm through.
Have a safe trip,
good.
Brother.
Love
see
you, buddy.
See you, Greg.
Bye now.
All right, bye, guys.
Greg Warren. He hates when I bring up Bob and Tom because they got to do their stupid material on that show. Yeah. Anybody goes,
he would have to have a cattle joke ready.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because it's in the script.
Yeah.
They would actually have a meeting.
And they go, Greg,
it's funny. We'll need you to do three cow jokes.
and you're out of here.
And one steer.
And you're out of
Make
here.
A steer reference if you could.
The views of Todd and Tyler do not reflect the views of Greg Warren.
Yeah, obviously not.
I'll just throw that out there for him.
A script would be a nightmare.
I love that every time Greg calls, we just get him in trouble. Yeah, I wanted to call, but oh, Jesus, guys.
He calls back.
I know.
He always calls back.
Yeah. I know.
Is it still the Edward Jones Dome?
I think so,
in St. Louis?
Mm-hmm. And what are they booking that? Just concert? Any big concerts
WWE's
at least?
WWE's Royal Rumble.
Well, they got to keep it clean, I guess.
This Saturday.
All right.
I know last season when they did...
There were supposed to be some concerts there, right?
Yeah, I think they do a few stadium shows, but...
That's a big place, though, for concerts.
But last season when they did American Ninja Warrior instead of, during COVID, during the height of the pandemic, instead of going city to city like they normally did... They posted up in that dome.
Because it was empty.
Okay. Yeah.
Because it was empty.
Did not know that.
Okay. And it was centrally located. Yeah. Everybody could get there, Filmed the whole thing right there.
Yeah, but I think it's just Greg. Take the Cardinals away. Take the Rams away. Take the Oilers away.
It's like, he's here. Let's go.
I hate the NFL. Let's go.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
It was 80 years ago today, Todd. Carl Eller was born.
Hey.
Oh.
Purple people eater.
And about 70 years ago, they took a taser.
Yeah.
Just ripped it out of his face.
He was like 70, right?
Yeah.
Well, this was on April 10.
You said 70 years ago, but he was 10.
No, when he was at age 70. Yeah, it might have even been before
2008.
That. Okay.
Wasn't that far
14
before
years
that.
Ago. Yeah.
Fourth degree assault on police officers, fleeing police in a motor vehicle, refusing to take an alcohol test, driving while intoxicated, sentenced to 60 days in the county workhouse.
And he ripped out tasers?
Yeah,
and
the taser just made him angry.
All right.
If I remember the story, the cops followed him all the way home.
Yeah.
And then they tried to get him to, you know, come on over, and then he wasn't cooperating.
It's
and
Carl Eller,
they
man.
Tased him in the face, and he just ripped the tasers out. What a beast.
He wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
He was a beast, man. He really was.
Yes, he has acknowledged personal problems with substance abuse and has spoken openly and publicly to groups about the problems of chemical dependency.
Yep. Yeah, you're ripping tasers out of your face. You're drinking.
Yeah, what happened last night?
I don't know.
Well, he's just tough.
Yeah, that too.
He's just tough to begin with.
That too.
Yeah, try throwing that taser at Bud Grant. He'll just rip it out too.
Yeah. At backpacker.com, you can ask
same
a
with all
bear
those old
question.
Packers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there was other. It was,
who were they? They were doing it at PTI yesterday.
Yeah, who was it?
Jerry Kramer.
Jerry Kramer, right.
It was his birthday.
Yeah.
Sorry, you have more taser news?
At backpacker.com, you can ask a bear a question.
Like a real bear or a gay guy?
It's a bear roundtable.
Okay.
They have a black bear, grizzly bear, polar bears.
And so one of the questions that the bear was asked, is it possible to deter a bear with a taser?
And the bear just
One way to find out.
Yeah.
The bear answered no.
All right.
He says that his thick skin and fur seriously limits the ability of taser probes to penetrate, which they have to do to deliver the jolt. So don't use your taser on a bear.
Well, if you do, it'll be the last thing you do.
Yeah.
Well, except for perhaps scream.
But wouldn't you try it anyway? Yes. Because if that's all you got, it's coming at you.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah, if that's all you got, you're going to do everything you can.
Yeah, you'd probably want to put it in his bear face.
Right.
In his bear face.
Yeah. Bears are much like Carl Eller.
Yeah. They are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It pisses him off.
Yeah.
Which is weird because he was a Viking.
Right.
Do they have?
Yeah, oh, I should laugh at that joke, but I am. So is Puss.
The bear says, "If you do land a shock on a large, aggressive bear, it's likely to only agitate me even further. Sometimes even guns just agitate me. Also, with one shot in a 35-foot range, you've got extremely limited chances to even hit me."
How is this ask a bear working?
Yeah.
It's like an actual bear on a Zoom call or something.
Yeah, I think
just
that's
talking
how it works.
To everybody.
No, I think you just write him an email and then the bear answers the email.
It's like Santa Claus, you know.
But if you could book the bear, Bush, that'd be great. I got a lot of questions for him.
Wait, it sounds like it's a, you know, eloquent speaker.
Yeah, just get a hold of the folks at the backpacker.com. They obviously talk to the bear on a regular basis.
As many close encounters as you had, I thought you guys would exchange numbers by now.
Yeah. You know, I should have.
You know.
But I wasn't thinking networking when I ran across the bear. But next time I will.
Come on, man.
Sunday's Chiefs-Bills games peaked in Kansas City with a 90% share.
Holy hell.
About 8:45, 9 p.m. local time is when 90% of the TVs in the Kansas City market were watching the ball game.
Got to make you wonder what the hell the other 10% are doing.
Somebody that doesn't like football and doesn't live with anybody who likes football.
Watching Murder, She Wrote.
That's it. Yeah.
Buffalo numbers come out tomorrow. They could be higher because the Bills had the highest local TV ratings this season. The Chiefs were number two.
Yeah. Both are good football cities and both had great teams.
Yeah, I'd be interested to see what the national ratings are. Those had to be through. All weekend, I bet those games did amazing.
I don't hear the local numbers often enough. But I bet you even in not-so-big games, it's still 60.
Oh, easily. 70. In those cities, yeah.
Just a regular season game.
Right.
I had a friend who was supposed to do a show in Kansas City Sunday night at 7 p.m.
Why? It was booked ahead of time for the playoffs.
Yeah, they pushed it.
Yeah, I was going to say, they just canceled that.
I'll be there in February instead. Yeah.
Yeah. But you got to keep in mind, nobody's watching the NFL.
Nobody.
That's why they had a freaking 90 share in Kansas City.
Nope, he missed that one. That's the only thing he's ever missed.
Spot on about everything else.
Nobody's watching the NFL anymore. Kaepernick!
It's got to be frustrating being that close to batting 1,000 and then missing this.
And I won! How'd you do in the last election? I won!
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Bought me 11,000 votes.
With a 90 share.
We got, that was Greg Warren. Check him out at the Cattlemen's Association in York.
If
you happen to be a cattleman.
You're in for a hell of a show. That's a great show,
unless
man.
Unless you're one of the cattlemen. Unless you're part of the association.
We got a lot of listeners in York. Listen to the Blaze down there, I'm sure. Carrot Top. Oh, Craig Peters tomorrow.
Yeah, Craig Peters tomorrow. Carrot Top on Thursday. Robert Patrick on Friday.
TNTRadioEmpire.com is the website. Download the podcast. Do that. Thank you for listening. See you tomorrow.
Good night.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.